JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's journey, we make a stop in the community of Peckham as we highlight a major bamboo project that will be undertaken. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. These and more coming up in our program. You're tuned to Roundabout JA. Welcome and thanks for your company. A major bamboo project is to be undertaken in the community of Peckham in Northwest Clarendon. This is expected to provide employment for hundreds of residents while creating entrepreneurial opportunities. The project is the brainchild of Junior Minister of Transport, Works and Housing and Member of Parliament for the area, Richard Azan, in collaboration with the Peckham Community Development Committee. To date, just under $2 million has been committed to the project by the Chinese Embassy and the Caribbean Local Economic Development Project. The money will go towards several initiatives over the next 12 months. These include cultivation of 40 hectares of bamboo, construction of a factory and installation of the requisite equipment and technology to produce a range of byproducts, and training of residents in bamboo cultivation techniques and production methodologies. Junior Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folks-Abrahams, who officially launched the project, welcomed the initiative, which is in keeping with the Bamboo Products Industry Project. She says inclusive development with bamboo has provided secured livelihoods for thousands of rural producers globally, and the same can be done in Jamaica.
So our vast resources will produce economic advancement in job creation and poverty reduction, industrialization and commercialization of bamboo products that are globally competitive, fostering trade and development, and creating opportunities for environmental sustainability.
Junior Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folks-Abrahams. Additionally, Mr. Azan is urging residents to get involved in the initiative.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
In the next 15 years, Jamaica hopes to provide each citizen full access to efficient and reliable infrastructure and services. This is part of the plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Now, Oliver Jackson shares a glimpse of Jamaica with us.
I'm going to tell you something about my experience in Kingston, beginning from way back in 1960s. There is a special knife that we can even go to the store and get now. It is called a ratchet knife. In the 60s, you know, the ratchet knife was banned from Jamaica by the police and by the government. In those days, it was called the most dangerous weapon in Jamaica. And the reason for that, it used to be hard to open, hard to close. But them guys used to file along the back of the tree groove. Then you could flip it and flap it. Flip, flap, when people ready to fight.
Though Child Month has ended, the care and protection of our children continues. So here's another child safety tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Encourage your children to communicate if they ever experience any form of inappropriate advances.
Gain the trust of your child so they know they can tell you every and anything. Don't be hasty and don't jump to conclusions and blame your child. Show your children you'll always have their backs. That tip was brought to you by the National Child Month Committee with sponsor Grace Kennedy. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks so very much for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.